weekend when I saw this colleague of mine on the front page. The matter is before the court, and I don't want to speak to it in a way that is prejudicial to what is before the court. All I can say is that two of the people who have been at the center of this matter, the videographer from the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation and Timothy Slinger, are two of the journalists in this country that I have a lot of time for. This videographer reminds me, for instance, I think his name is Mr. Giddens. I don't know him very well, but I've seen him in action from time to time. And when I see him out in the field, it is reminiscent of the days that I saw Charles Grant in action years ago in the Nation. Always, wherever the action is, he's there. A lot of enthusiasm for his job, the kind of thing that you want to encourage among media practitioners in this country today. Regrettably, we don't have enough of that kind of zeal coming from some of the people who are practicing journalists. And Timothy Slinger. Now, you know, when I speak about some of these issues in this country, I speak as a person who seeks to be pro what is fair, pro what is right. In everything that I do, I strive for the fairness that I can find. But Barbados is a country where once you have to put certain institutions under scrutiny, it is like if you discuss gender. As long as you criticize any aspect of women or men, you are anti this and anti that. So I have built up a reputation among those who would like to push it that way, that whenever I speak about fairness in relation to the police, notwithstanding the fact that I've done a lot of work with them over the years, notwithstanding the fact that I have some good friends who are police officers, you are automatically branded as being anti-police. And when you are anti-police, that's close to being classified as a criminal. So this is the way that they push you in an environment where you are not to say anything, and anything you say is automatically cast aside because you have built up this reputation that whatever the police say or do, it's negative, it's wrong. I don't hold that view that everything that the police do is wrong. But I want to say that among the practitioners, the media practitioners in the country, Timothy Slinger does not have that reputation at all. Indeed, he has had perhaps the closest working relationship with the police force in this country. Therefore, when he goes through the experience that he's had, many other people will stop and think. I really leave it to the court process to determine what really happened on that particular occasion. But beyond that, we have to work together. And that is why it is important that the institutional mechanisms, it is not a question of being familiar with the guy at the top or with the senior superintendent and those things. That's good for sometimes, but there are other times when you need to have the support and the cooperation from people at all levels, whether it is in the media or in the police force. And what we need to work on, and in the hospital as well, we need to be working on the institutional framework that will ensure that there is a protocol that, irrespective of who turns up or how we turn up, that we are treated with a certain degree of respect and courtesy on both sides. And I wait to see what the hospital says and how it deals with the media from here on. Because you and I know that earlier this month, pictures were taken outside the hospital, on the hospital compound, when the Prime Minister was visiting the hospital. We want to be clear as media practitioners about what are the rules. You can't wake up one morning and institute new rules and don't tell people what these rules are. And you can't expect that we are going to be working with you in emergency situations, which we've had several of them over the years. And on one occasion, we can be accepted as partners, and then on a whim and a fancy, the media must be seen as pariahs. It can't work like that. And there really is a need to bring it together in a way that is not going down the road of being antagonistic to each other, but to find a cooperative way of getting the job done. Those are my thoughts on it. I don't even want to say much more than that. But this is down to